again into the mug. It was empty, a horrifying sight.
I reckon...
He tried again and finally gave up and substituted.
I reckon I can do with another drink.
My shout this time, said the fool. My squeak.
He tried to stand up and banged his head. In the gloom of the bar, a dozen axes were gripped more firmly. The part of Howell that was sober, and was horrified to see the rest of him being drunk, urged him to wave his hand at the beetling brows glaring at him through the gloom.
It's all right,
he said to the bar at large.
He don't mean it. He's very funny, what's name? Idiot. Fool. Very funny fool. All the way from, what's his place?
Lancre,
said the fool, and sat down heavily on the bar.
That's right. Long way away from what's name. Sounds like a foot disease. Don't know how to behave. Don't know many dwarfs.
said the fool, clutching his head.
Bit short of them where I come from.
Someone tapped Howell on the shoulder. He turned and looked into a craggy, hairy face under an iron helmet. The dwarf in question was tossing a throwing axe up and down in a meaningful way.
You ought to tell your friend to be a bit less funny, he suggested. Otherwise, he'll be amusing the demons in hell.
Howell squinted at him through an alcoholic haze.
How are you?
He said.
Grab Pot Thundergast,
said the dwarf, striking his chainmail torso.
And I say...
Howell peered closer.
Here I know you, he said. You got a cosmetics mill down Hopfast Street. I bought a lot of grease paint off you last week.
A look of panic crossed Thundergust's face. He leaned forward in panic.
Shut up. Shut up, he whispered. That's right. It said the Halls of Elvin Perfume and Rouge Co.,
said Howell happily.
Very good stuff,
said Tom John, who was trying to stop himself from sliding off a tiny bench.
Especially your number 19, Corpse Green. My father swears it's the best, first class.
The dwarf hefted his axe uneasily.
Well,
he said.
Oh, but yes, well, thank you. Only the finest ingredients, mark you.
Chop them up with it, do you?
Said Howell innocently, pointing to the axe.
Or is it your night off?
Thundergust's brow beetled again like a cockroach convention.
Here, you're not with the theatre.
There's us, said Tom John. Strolling players,
he corrected himself.
Standing still players now. Sliding down players now.
The dwarf dropped his axe and sat down on the bench, his face suddenly softened with enthusiasm.
I went last week, he said. Bloody good it was. There was this girl and this fella, but she was married to this old man, and there was this other fella, and they said he died, and she pined away and took poison. And then it turned out this man was the other man, really, only he couldn't tell her on account of...
Thundergust stopped and blew his nose.
Everyone died in the end, he said. Very tragic. I cried all the way home. I don't mind telling you. She was so pale. Number 19 and a layer of powder,
said Tom John cheerfully.
Plus a bit of brown eyeshadow.
Eh?
And a couple of hankies in the vest,
he added.
What's he saying?
Said the dwarf to the company at, for want of a better word, large. Howell smiled into his tankard.
Give him a bit of Gretelina's soliloquy, boy, he said.
Right.
Tom John stood up, hit his head, sat down, and then knelt on the floor as a compromise. He clasped his hands to what would have been, but for a few chance chromosomes, his bosom.